Would like to once again commend to Brother Orion for his wonderful lesson that he prepared. And I know he did a lot of research to put that together. And we really appreciate the result that he gave to us. So we want to thank him personally for that and his effort in bringing God's word to us. Just wanted to let y'all know that Brother and Sister Hopkins are both sick today. So that's why they're not here. So pray for them. Okay? That we received word of that this morning. And we forgot to add it into the announcements. But please pray for Brother and Sister Hopkins so that they may become well from their sickness. In line with this quarter's theme and focus on seeking and saving the lost, we must possess or have or develop, if we don't have it, courage to step forward and present or speak God's word to the souls that need to hear it. We must prepare and equip ourselves to spread and to sow the seed of the kingdom at any given moment in time. We all should be familiar with the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15, which tells us to be ready to give an answer of the hope that is in us. So we should be ready to offer explanation, spiritual advice to those lost souls out in the world. In order to successfully and consistently do this, regardless of the situation, we must have courage and be strong in like manner as our servant and leader, Joshua. The way that Joshua displayed the courage that he displayed throughout his lifespan, especially after he took the reins from Moses right before Moses died. So we're going to be talking about Joshua tonight, and I would like to focus our attention on Joshua from the Old Testament, of course, in the book of Joshua. We'll be spending most of our time there tonight, and some other scriptures to enlighten what we're studying, what we're looking at. Let's examine how he possessed such a great amount of courage and how his courage motivated and led him to do extraordinary work for the Lord in leading the Jewish nation, God's people, in first conquering their enemies and afterwards settling the 12 tribes in the land of Canaan, which was the land that was promised to them by God. We will consider, while discussing Joshua's life, what were the key ingredients, the things that fueled his courage to step forward. And we want to try to emulate or copy those characteristics that he had, that he developed. We want to try to emulate and follow and get some of those characteristics so that we'll have the courage to step forward and to spread God's word and not be afraid to tell people what we know about our Lord and Savior. Courage, as defined by Webster's Comprehensive Dictionary, defines courage as the quality of mind which meets danger or opposition with intrepidity, calmness, and firmness. The quality of being fearless and also bravery. The Oxford Dictionary Defines courage as the ability to do something that frightens one. Strength in the face of pain or grief. Two other similar words or synonyms come to mind, which are bravery, as I already said, and confidence. You can still be afraid, though, and still have confidence. Please remember that. You can still have courage and have confidence and be afraid. We can still be afraid and have the confidence to act or respond. This can motivate us to focus more clearly or closely when we take action to get a task done. For example, public speaking. You're not human if you don't come up in front of a group and get afraid, have some kind of nerves. You're not living if you don't. So you can compare that to other things that you get afraid about. Does it block you? Does it stop you from acting? Or do you step forward on your faith and your confidence in yourself, or especially in God, to step out and do what you need to do to get the work done? So now, let's look at Joshua, who possessed a tremendous amount of courage and was encouraged by his parents, other religious leaders that he came in contact with, especially Moses, and especially Jehovah God, who himself who encouraged Joshua to be strong and of good courage. If you don't remember anything that I said tonight, remember to be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. You're going to hear me say that a lot tonight. So let's go to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Our lesson text is chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, primarily. So we'll read that. And verse 9 is one of the scriptures that he tells them to be of good courage. So verse 1, after death, Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them. The children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, I have given to you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, and so shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I swore to the fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses my servant commanded to you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. You may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Pretty clear, straightforward information that the Lord is telling Joshua. Now, Joshua's, when as a kid, from his upbringing to adulthood, he grew up his first 40 years in Egypt in service to God before the Jewish mass exodus. And after the Jews left Egypt, let's go to Exodus chapter 33 and verse 11. Read a little bit more about that. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servants, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, and he had Joshua with him of note, and it refers to him as being a young man. So we see that he served in the temple at a young age. Joshua was also a fighter, a warrior, a soldier who fought for God and Israel in the wilderness when they left Egypt on their journeys to the promised land. Let's go to Exodus, same book, chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 9. Now, Amalek came to and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight at Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Let's drop down to verses 13 and 14 of that same chapter. Verse 13. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the morning, in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. So I just wanted to show you that Joshua was not afraid to do what he needed to do. He was a warrior for the Lord. He fought in different conquests and different battles of war. Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim. And we also see here that the Lord, Moses, showed confidence and saw leadership qualities in Joshua. Okay, so we see that unfolding because Joshua was in the midst of Moses and around Moses, and they knew of him, and the Lord saw his work. And so it's just like the Apostle Paul, who was at first going against God. He thought he was doing the right thing, but the energy and the motivation that he had, God says, wow, I got to have this man on my side. But Joshua was already on the lower side. But I'll just give that example that because of his good work, his service, remember that, because of his hard work and what he did, his actions spoke louder than his words. Joshua is called Moses' assistant. We see that in chapter 1 of Joshua chapter 1. And he went with Moses up on the mountain to visit God, who gave Moses and the people the law and the commandments. Let's go to Exodus chapter 24, same book. Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 13. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God and said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back, you indeed. Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them." So I just wanted to show you that Joshua was being trained or mentored by Moses. He went up on the mountain with Moses. Very interesting. So another very, very strong demonstration of Joshua's courage and his strong faith in God was when Joshua and Caleb were among the 12 spies of Israel sent to spy out the land, if you will, in the land of Canaan, to see what type of climate it was, to see what kind of people lived there and what they were like. And so they went in to check it out because they were getting ready to go in. They had come up to that point. So upon their return, 10 of the spies were intimidated and gave a not favorable and a bad report because they didn't have the courage or the faith to know that if God is on your side, you don't need to worry. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be hesitant. Only two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, gave a positive, favorable report that they could conquer and take the land of God with help, with God's help. Very important. With God's help. Remember that. With God's help, you can do anything. You can accomplish great things. Let's go to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Starting at verse 6 through verse 9. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all of the congregation, to the children of Israel, saying, "The land we pass through to spy is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Very, very strong words from Joshua here in this verse to show us how we need to act, what we need to refer and remember when we're doing things, when we're living the Christian life. So very important that we remember that God is on our side. Also, as God's validation of Joshua's courage and his leadership qualities, he officially selects and ordains Joshua as Moses' successor upon Moses' death. Let's go to Numbers chapter 17, verses 18 through 23. Numbers chapter 17, verses 18 through 23. And the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. Set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all of the congregation, and inaugurate him in your sight, and you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. He shall, before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of Urim, at his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in. He and all the children of Israel with him, all of the congregation. So Moses did as the Lord commanded. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all of the congregation. And he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So here we see that Joshua has continued to increase in courage and faith and in the knowledge of God, and he proved his faith by his action. And so the Lord recognized that. And the Lord saw, as a scripture I'm gonna use later, it says that the Lord saw the Spirit in Joshua. The Lord needs to see the Spirit in us. How is that? Because we take his word and we plant it in our hearts and in our minds, and it grows. It germinates. It develops into something. It creates that courage, that faith that we need to act. A common statement of encouragement you will see as you read and study Joshua, that Moses, especially God, told Joshua to remind him of their support. Again, I'm going to say it again. Be strong and of good courage. So we see that throughout. In the first chapter, we see that those words of encouragement, but later in other chapters also. So it is important for us, if we don't have courage. And this quarter, we're talking about what? Seeking and saving the lost. And someone might say, well, I don't know enough. And, you know, they may say also, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that someone's going to ask me something I don't know the answer to. Or I may get attacked. Now, I'm going to give you an example of an attack. I was home on a family reunion, and this was something that was hard for me because it was people who were older that I respected, my uncles and my aunts on my mom's side of the family. We got to talking, and the conversation quickly changed to religion because they kept, you know, many of them are religious. And they were talking about things, and I kept saying things because they were using God's word out of context and misinterpreting God's word. So I was correcting them. And pretty soon I was like in the middle of, I had my aunts and my uncles and my cousins all around me in a huddle, and we were talking scripture. And you're talking about being attacked or feeling, you know, fearful. That's it. You're in a huddle. And you have people are, you know, it's kind of like a snake pit. You know, people are snapping at you and saying different things. So these are the kind of situations we may find ourselves in. Now, it may not happen a lot to each of us, but it could happen. Because what if you get into conversation at work? So let's read Moses' farewell address. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Verses 7 and 8. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, "In the sight of all of Israel, be strong and of good courage." There's that phrase again. "For you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. You shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is one who goes," I'm sorry, let me read that again. "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." So there's our marching orders, people, church, is that the Lord will be with us. But what do we have to do? We have to equip ourselves. Again, we're not going to be able to remember the whole Bible. You have to study and learn where to go, what book. I'm going to give you some tips. If you're looking for an answer, you try to remember what book it's in or what chapter. If you can remember the book, you have a good opportunity to find it. If you know, you don't have to remember exact. That's what you want. But you want to have an idea. Like, for an example, if you want to show someone that the Old Testament law is not in effect, you can go to Hebrews chapter 8. Well, the whole book of Hebrews, but chapter 8, 9, and 10. If you can remember that, you can turn there and find what you need. So you don't have to remember the whole Bible to be able to share God's word. Try to remember. That's why you study the books and you find out what are the themes of the books. If you want to know, if you want to show them something about the church, where do you go? Colossians, Ephesians. So that's how you do it, people. You have to remember what's in the book. You may not remember exactly the exact scripture, but if you remember what book it's in, you're dangerous. Verses 7 and 8 that I just read, this is Moses' farewell address. It also applies to us today. As I said, this is the key ingredients here that should motivate us to possess and develop courage and faith to step forward. Now, I was thinking about something. I do a lot of thinking, and hopefully you do, about things that have happened in history. And so I think about some of the brave and courageous men and women in our U.S. Armed Forces. Now, imagine, if you will, you had the order to go to Normandy, the Allied invasion, and you already knew pretty much what could happen, that you could lose your life. But thousands of men lost their lives, did they not? Why did they go? Why did they go and do that? Because they had courage and faith in this country. They had took a vow when they took the oath to be a soldier and to be in the U.S. military, to step forward, to do what needs to be done to protect and defend this country. Now I'm going to transfer that over to God. We're not going to go and get shot at, hopefully not. It could happen. But that's the price that we're going to pay, because we know that something could happen. A risk, there's a risk. There's a risk to be a Christian. We have to be willing to take that risk and to step out on faith. Now, I'm gonna talk a little bit about those 10 spies and how they influence the Israelite nation. They came back and they were all afraid. They said, "We can't do this. There's giants over there. There's Anak and his group. And those are giants. We can't take them. We can't conquer them." And they have fortified cities, Jericho, the big wall. And so they influence the congregation, and they just lost it. They were ready to go back to Egypt. You know the story, you've read it. They wanted to go back to Egypt. God was ready to wipe them out. But he remembered the promise because of God's love and his grace and his mercy. Okay, he repented of the anger that he had. And so that is something to remember, is that if we are afraid to step forward, we can influence our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to be afraid also. So we need to step out and accept the example and have that courage, that faith that we need. And how do we get it? We learn about who God is. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Let me put my marker here so I can come back. If you don't know this scripture, this is one I do want you to memorize. Now, I'm not against remembering scripture. Don't go and say, "Brother Teasley said." You just need to know what book it's in. I was trying to give you some suggestions on how to remember to help you in remembering. But there are scriptures that you want to remember and be able to say them from memory. Okay, it'll really have a strong effect. But 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, it says, "Hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard." I want verse 11 and 12. Remember 11 and 12, both. Started at verse 11. I'm sorry, 12 and 13. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got that marked, and I can't read the number there. Sorry about that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him against that day." And then God says, "Hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." This is Paul talking to the young Timothy, but he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. So remember this. This is your key to being able to develop this courage, is to remember, like Joshua did, that God is on. It was on his side. He's on our side also. He's not going to abandon us. Now let's go back to Joshua chapter 1. We'll finish this up here. I think you guys get the idea what I'm trying to bring to you. We see in chapter 1 here that Moses had died. He had passed away. Joshua now is completely in charge of the great responsibility to cross over Jordan and to conquer and later inhabit the promised land. Verse 5, again, the key point is that God told Joshua in the same manner, I was with Moses, I shall be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Today, we forget that God is with us. Again, nothing wrong with being afraid, but you have to prepare yourself. Okay? You have to get ready to share, to spread the seed, and take those butterflies and put them in formation and go. Don't be afraid to speak. God said, I'm not ashamed to declare you in heaven. Are you going to declare him on the earth? Okay, we have to understand that God is on our side. That's the point. So we need to just go with God, because he will never, we will never remember everything in the Bible. But we still need to have the confidence in the word and what we know, because what we know is powerful. And it's God's word. And we need to believe that. And we need to be willing to share what we know. We can know enough to save a soul. We can know enough to tell a soul what they need to do to get in the kingdom. And then we can get others to help, if need be. If we desire more knowledge, then dedicate and prepare yourself, but don't hesitate to step forward and go out with courage. We have the order, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 19, through 20. That's a great commission that it tells us to go out and preach and teach and spread the gospel. Three times in chapter 1, Joshua, in verses 6, 7, and 9, God states, here it comes again, people. Be strong and of good courage. Please remember that. And also again in verse 18, only be strong and of good courage. Later in chapter 3, Joshua demonstrated God demonstrated his support to Joshua by separating the waters and allowing them to go across into the promised land, okay? So the Israelites saw this. God spread, he separated the Jordan River the same way that he separated the Red Sea. And so the Israelites went all over on dry land, and they went and they started to conquer. Another example of God's support, I'm giving you some examples of how God proved what he said, that he would never leave, forsake him, was the conquest of Jericho. Let's go to Joshua chapter 6 and verse 17. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 17. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction. It and all who are in it, only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Now drop down to verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. The people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and took the city. Verse 21, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men and women and young and old and ox and sheep and donkey with the edge of the sword. So we have that example. They also ran into some problems, and everybody know about Achan, right? How he sinned. He took some of the goods that he wasn't supposed to take, and he hid it in the camp. I'm kind of summarizing here because we're running out of time. And so, Achan that took the things that he had sinned and brought sin into the camp, and they were all confident, and they went in to IE. IE, I think it's pronounced IE. It's spelled A, just two letters. And they were defeated. They fled. They got turned back. And God told them they had sin in the camp, and they had to take care of, they had to get rid of Achan because of his disobedience. That's in Joshua chapter 7, verses 1, verses 4 through 5. Joshua and the children of Israel were able to overcome some difficult challenges. I'm going to give you two examples. There was in the southern kingdom, when they went in to conquer them, there was five of the nations that joined forces and came together. And they were going to stop these Jews from taking control of their land. So five different kingdoms came together, and they still, because God was on their side, what happened? They were victorious. They were able to defeat this enemy, the five kingdoms. Now, better yet, when they conquered the southern, when they got through conquering the southern kingdom, they went into the northern part of the promised land. And there were more kingdoms that joined forces, and they and the Bible says that they had the number was great as the sand. The number of forces that they had joined together against the Jews, and guess what? They were victorious. They conquered this enemy. Now, God even helped them, and He used the hail. The hail in the southern kingdom when they. These five kings, when their soldiers were fleeing, God took care of the rest of them with hail. So remember that. So after this victory and all the major warfare was finished, and Joshua carried out the second part of God's plan, which was dividing up the lands. And so the 12 tribes, you know, went in order to God's command, and they possessed the land. When Joshua completed this work or this task, he became old and was nearing death, and he gave a farewell address. And I want to end my lesson with this farewell address by Joshua. Go to Joshua chapter 23, verses 6 through 8. Joshua chapter 23, 6 through 8. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. Unless you go amongst those nations, those who remain among you, you shall not make mention of their name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, and you, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations, but as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. So we all know that in chapter 24, Joshua 24, verse 15, he says, you decide who you're going to serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so that was also right before his death. So we have the example of Joshua. And he possessed the courage that we need to possess. So we need to study this book. And we need to take heed to what he did, and we need to try to develop these traits, these characteristics in our lives. So if you're not a member of the lowest body, You're not in the kingdom. We encourage you to obey the gospel, for it's everlasting. Too late to believe, to repent, to confess Christ to be the Son of the living God, to be buried in the watery grave of baptism, have all your sins washed away. And if you are a Christian and you need the prayers of the church, we ask you to come and share and let us know what the need is as we stand and as we sing.